A bill has been approved by the state Senate's Natural Resources Committee. It would create grants for local governments to address PFAS pollution, but some argue that it would make it harder for regulators to do their jobs. It's Thursday, October 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, interesting story from Chippewa County, where the sheriff there is under investigation following a sexual harassment complaint and allegations that he sold guns and real estate during work hours. We'll bring you that in just a bit. Plus, turkey production is back to normal this fall. This after an outbreak of avian influenza last year caused higher prices. Hope Kerwin will bring us that story. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican lawmakers on the state Senate's Natural Resources Committee have approved a bill that would create grants for local governments to address PFAS pollution. But as Daniel Kading reports, Democrats oppose provisions that limit regulators' authority to actually address the chemicals.
The committee voted 3-2 with GOP lawmakers supporting the bill and Democrats voting against it. Republicans say it provides grants for communities and landfills to address PFAS. That money would come from $125 million set aside under the budget. Green Bay Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger says it also limits the power of the State Department of Natural Resources to order innocent landowners to clean up the chemicals.
This bill is directed at getting all people clean drinking water and helping innocent landowners. It accomplishes that.
Democrats say they couldn't support the bill, citing limits on the DNR's authority. Under the plan, the agency couldn't force property owners to test for PFAS unless it had cause to believe levels would exceed state or federal standards. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Child care advocates spoke at a public hearing yesterday in support of a proposal from Governor Tony Evers to extend a pandemic-era subsidy program. Anya Van Wagendonk has more.
Evers' plan would put $340 million toward extending child care counts. That program used federal COVID relief funds to keep child care centers open during the pandemic. Republicans nixed a version of that proposal from the state budget, but allowed Evers' latest bill to get a public hearing. Providers testified that they rely on the subsidies to pay their staffs a living wage and keep costs down for parents. Republicans, like Senator Dan Knodel of Germantown, question the use of public funds for private businesses.
Most businesses actually do survive and can even thrive without government subsidy. Still, it's America.
According to studies, Wisconsin's child care crisis long predates the pandemic. More than 70% of rural Wisconsin can be described as a child care desert. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he wants to build 50 miles of protected bike lanes in the city by 2026. Now, protected bike lanes have plastic posts or concrete barriers supposed to shield bikers from car traffic. Some studies have shown they lead to fewer injuries and deaths. Johnson says he thinks they could also help attract more residents to the city.
But then also is an added amenity for our existing residents who choose to get around by bicycle because not everybody has a car or wants a car, but everybody still needs to be able to get around.
Seven bicyclists were killed in Milwaukee County crashes with vehicles just last year. And 20 years ago, that number was zero. So far this year, two bicyclists have died in traffic accidents in the county. The city recently finished a protected bike lane project that includes a painted buffer to protect bicyclists on the east side. Interesting story out of Chippewa County now, where the sheriff there is under investigation following a sexual harassment complaint and allegations that he sold guns and real estate during work hours. Rich Kramer reports the county board is now contemplating removing the sheriff from office.
A Chippewa County dispatcher filed her complaint against Sheriff Travis Hakes in May. A third-party investigation found he used a personal phone to send text messages to the woman that were sexual in nature. The investigation also found evidence Hakes sold weapons and real estate during work hours. At a Tuesday Chippewa County board meeting, Hakes said the investigation is politically motivated and misleading.
Why would you believe the words of an obviously biased attorney from Madison who financially profited from this investigation and who I will prove withheld critical information from her report the drive home false narratives.
The county board is considering asking Governor Tony Evers to remove Hakes from office. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Police in Madison say they're looking for at least five suspects after a shooting left a 15-year-old girl dead and three other teenagers injured earlier this week. The shooting happened around 8:30 Tuesday night outside of an apartment complex on the city's east side. Police Chief Sean Barnes said at a press conference that footage from a security camera shows an SUV pull up outside the complex. Four people then get out and immediately begin firing weapons. At least one person stayed inside that SUV. Everyone fled before police arrived. The 15-year-old girl died despite life-saving efforts. A 14-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy sustained minor injuries, and a second 14-year-old boy is still hospitalized. Barnes said 50 shell casings were found at the scene, and so far, no arrests have been made. And finally, consumers paid higher prices for turkey this Thanksgiving. That was thanks to an outbreak of avian influenza or bird flu. Remember that? But now, as Hope Kerwin reports, the market is mostly recovered heading into this year's holiday season.
U.S. turkey production is back to pre-avian flu levels, and prices for a whole turkey are down 20% from this time last year. Deanna Scott owns Old Glory Farm near Elkhorn, where she raises around 500 pasture turkeys. She says there's been strong demand for her birds this year, and they sold through pre-orders a month earlier than usual. Scott says the biggest challenge for her farm is the limited number of licensed poultry processors in the state.
If we could have had more processing appointments, we would have raised more turkeys.
Wisconsin hasn't had a case of avian influenza since last November. Some poultry experts warn the virus is still circulating in wild birds and could impact farms again this fall. Scott says she's added protective measures to try to guard against the virus, but she says there's only so much she can do to protect her birds. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Crazy to me that we're talking about turkey and the holidays and Thanksgiving. I cannot believe we're already almost halfway through October. Anyways, that'll do it for Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you'll find us right here in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. Do us a favor, help spread the word. Tell a friend, tell five if you feel like it. Anything you can do to help spread the word definitely helps. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.